You're listening to the KB Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Cindy Stewart Podcast, a source for encouragement as you learn to discover God's dream for your life. With a passion to help you on your journey, here is your host, Cindy Stewart.
I just want to talk a few minutes about the fullness of God. What a day to talk about the fullness of God, right? The verse comes out of Ephesians 3:19. So, Lord, I just thank you that your word is alive. It is living. It is breathing. And as we read your word this morning, it activates something within us. Because it is a yes in our spirit to the word of God, which is true and pure and holy. So, Lord, even as we talk about being filled with the fullness of you, there is a physical manifestation that will happen and occur inside of us this morning. And we just thank you, Lord, that your word works. We just bless you, Jesus. Amen. Whew. Wow, I know. It says, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, last week we talked a little bit about pure love. And this is saying to know the love of Christ, which passes our knowledge, which passes anything we're able to understand. It surpasses our mind and goes straight into our heart, into our soul, so that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. That phrase, being filled with all the fullness of God, that's what I've been thinking about for probably months. What does it mean to be filled with all the fullness of God? So we're just going to read a couple of scriptures and just talk about it for a minute. The fullness of God. I pray that in the morning. I'm like, Lord, fill me with all your fullness. Okay, let's look at Hebrews 1. Like I said, we're going to read a couple of scriptures and talk about it in a minute. Hebrews 1:1. It says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these days spoken to us. So God's spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory, and the expressed image of his person. I mean, just capture that for a minute. That Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. He is the expressed image of his person. And upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had made himself when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than theirs. So here's Jesus, is the fullness of Christ manifested, the fullness of God manifested to us. We have encountered, Jesus told the disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. We have the fullness of God through Christ Jesus, because he has manifested that to us. And that surpasses our ability to understand in our minds, in our knowledge, but to truly understand in our spirit, which fills everything within us. Because we've been made perfect in our spirit by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. We talked about that last week, that the Father is one with Jesus, who is one with us, and his Spirit dwells within us. So we are fully immersed in the oneness of God. which means that we are filled with the fullness of God. That's kind of exciting, isn't it? But you know what's so interesting? I mean, we know that we don't walk around thinking, okay, I'm going to the store and I am walking filled with the fullness of God today. Oh, yes, I'm going to McDonald's, but I'm going filled with the fullness of God and probably some other things we shouldn't eat. But, you know, when we say it out loud, there really is a revelation that comes to us. You know, when things come out of our mouth, whether positive or negative, you know, it affects us. So when we say the word, when we read the word out loud, when we're reading this out loud, it actually is permeating us and becoming part of us. And our spirit is jumping because it is one with the Holy Spirit, which makes the word of God alive within us. So when we hear it, we can't help but jump. We can't help but be excited. We can't help but say, wow, God, you have filled us to the fullness of you through Christ Jesus, who gave it all for us. I mean, I know we got to start a running team. I'm serious. We're going to take off our shoes and we're just going to circle the building once. Because really, when you think about it, you do just about jump out of your skin when you actually begin to physically consume what the word of God is saying about us. That he's written this about us. He said, I didn't write this so you can think about, boy, that'll be nice. I wrote this because you're saying, boy, it is nice, because it is now and it is happening within me. Let's go to Galatians 4. Whew. Okay. Now I'm starting to get excited. The worship was amazing. That got me excited. Mm-hmm. Whew. Galatians 4, starting in verse 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. That is what our hearts cry. And whether we know it in our mind or whether we've said it out of our mouth, our hearts are crying, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. You are our everything. You are our beginning and our end. You created us before the beginning of time. You ordained us for the time that we're in. You have written eternity on our hearts. You have written our name in the book of life. We have confessed your Son as our living Savior. Father, you have a plan that is alive and active right now in our lives. And we cry, Abba, Father. We love you, Father. We thank you, Father. And even though we can't fully comprehend, our spirit fully knows. And we follow your lead, Father. Whew. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go over to Ephesians 1:7. Just take a minute and thank the Father for what he's done. Oh, thank you, Father. Whew. Yeah, we just exalt you, Jesus. Yeah. Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. He has made known the mystery of his will. And the mystery revealed, You know, it says in 1 Corinthians, it says in several different places, but the mystery revealed is Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, his will has been made known to us. So when we say, I don't know what the will of God is, because we've been taught that. Well, I don't know what the will of God is. I don't really know what he wants. His word actually says what his will is. His word says that he's purposed us in himself. And as we seek him, the technical details of it unveiling comes alive because it's revealed through him and our relationship with him. Amen. Amen. Yep. I mean, that is such a reassuring thing. It makes your heart feel steady and sure and confident because we know that it's been revealed to us through Christ Jesus. And so where we are not sure maybe what the next step is, we are sure that the next step will be revealed to us because that is what the Word of God says to us. I know when I first got saved, because I was nine when I got saved, but when I really started pursuing the Lord, everybody said, you know, it was a big thing about, at the time, you know, what's the will of God for your life? Oh, I don't know. What do you think I ought to do? You know, we spent a lot of time spinning our wheels, trying to figure out what the will of God was for our life. And what I didn't realize at the time, the word of the Lord tells us what the will of God is. It is to love him. It is to surrender to him. It is to follow him. It is to commit our hearts truly to him. It is to stay away from things that's going to make me think thoughts that don't line up with his word. It's for me to be a good steward of everything he's given me. And as I follow what the word says, then what is next is right in front of me because I'm in line with what the word of God says. I'm in line with his heart. I'm in line with his spirit that lives in me. So my struggle is not against what he's declared over me. My struggle is my flesh trying to figure it out before it's time for him to release it in me, right? Whew. Because, like, finally, you're getting it. How many like to know in advance? I like to know in advance. I like to know ahead of time. Could you just give me ahead of time? And, you know, he does. Sometimes he gives us these pictures of things ahead of time. But there may be weeks. There may be years. There may be 10 years, a decade between when we actually see it and when a fullness of it occurs. So, but I always like lots of information and I don't always get it. I don't always get it, but I get it when I need it, right? How many get it when you need it? That's right. Not necessarily when you want it, but when you need it, it's always on time. Verse 11, it says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. Wow. The inheritance of Christ, right? We've obtained it. I'm not waiting till someone died in my family to get my inheritance. My Savior died, and I've obtained an inheritance that is eternal, that lives out while I'm alive on this earth, but is eternal in Christ, right? Being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things. We have to remember that. All things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory, right? That's what we were just doing. The praise of his glory. Here comes the glory of the Lord. Verse 13, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. So we heard. When we heard, we trusted. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Remember the old signet rings where you would actually put it in wax and sealed, and it could only be opened by the king? We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Amen. That is so beautiful. And then we're going to skip down to 15. Oh, we did read 14, didn't we? Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, that's us, right? We have faith in the Lord Jesus. We have the love in us for all the saints. And if we don't, God will help us have the love in us for all the saints. Do not cease to give thanks for you. Do not cease to give thanks for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me start the whole sentence over again. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You know, we've talked a lot about this out of Isaiah 11:2, that the spirit of the Lord rests upon us, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of revelation, and the fear of the Lord. Because in that last sentence, it says, because we delight in the fear of the Lord. So we're praying for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the workings of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places. So, I mean, let's go back and just think about this for a minute. And just tell yourself, just jump on this. This is for us, that the eyes of our understanding are being enlightened, that we will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That's us. And what is the exceedingly greatness of his power toward us who believe. It's according to the same mighty power which raised him, Christ, when he was seated. So think about the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in us. The power of the Spirit, the power, everything we need, not only the power of authority, which the power of gifts, the power of wisdom and understanding, the power of knowing, the power of solving things that can't be solved by a human mind because the Spirit of God dwells in us. We have everything according to his will that he has purposed for us. Everything in the fullness of God. Whew. That is so good. That is so good. And then we're going to go over to Ephesians 3:14, and we're just going to read the whole thing and just receive this as our impartation for today. 3:14, it says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That's us. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And you, say me. It's me. I didn't hear all of you. I'll make Chuck get up and make y'all all yell amen. That's what he likes to do. We have to yell it loud enough check that box. If we don't say it loud enough, he makes us do it again until we say it loud enough. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, think about the biggest thing. You can think of the Grand Canyon, how vast it is. You know, think of the Atlantic Ocean, how vast it is. And even that doesn't even, it's pale in comparison to the vastness of God's love that fills us to the fullness of Him. It pales in comparison. And with that comes all of God's benefits. You know, Psalms 103. Yes, bless the Lord, all my soul, and not forget all of His benefits. I'm just going to read a couple of verses out of that, because we're not going to forget His benefits. Today is a benefit remembrance day. Verse 1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Here's some benefits. This is what fills us to the fullness of God, who forgives all your iniquities, all forgiven. Who heals all your diseases, all healed. Who redeems you from a life of destruction. You've been redeemed. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. You're crowned. Just wear it well. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Whew. That is good, isn't it? Those are His benefits. Those are the being filled with the fullness of the love of God, being filled with everything we need to go out through this day, through tomorrow, through this year, saying, I am filled with the fullness. I have been designed for His purpose, and I know His will for me because I know what His word says about me. Amen? Amen. Let's stand and pray. I want you to yell out, thank you for all your benefits.
Thank you for all your benefits.
Thank you that I'm filled with the fullness of you, God.
Thank you that I'm filled with the fullness of you, God.
Woo! Now here's our walking out word. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you are encouraged. If you would like more content like this, please visit cindy-stewart.com. We'll see you next time.